Drive into Granite Falls, Minnesota, and you'll soon see this small town looks a little different than many. You can tell by looking at the streets, the benches, and even some of the walls in town. It's a grassroots effort that has made a big difference here, and it's our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Granite Falls, Minnesota is a town of under 3,000 people, but the spirit of this place is anything but small. One of the ways you can see it is what is painted on the streets.
Last spring, we did an initiative called Creative Crosswalks, which was the first time this town has ever done anything like that. It started as one crosswalk and became 20.
The town created artful crosswalks and transformed the park benches using a vinyl wrap of art to beautify the town. Danny Prados is part of the local arts council in town. In fact, she came here as an artist in residence.
What was unique about the City Artist in Residence program that brought me to Granite Falls, it was the first of its kind to use art as a tool of civic engagement in a community of under 50,000 people.
This local arts council purchased and renovated a storefront along the Minnesota River and transformed it into a gallery for established and emerging artists and hosts numerous art programs each year.
We're also staging our first ever international exhibition this year. We already have artists who have booked flights from Poland and Eastern Europe who are coming out in September. We had our first regional art and community festival last year called Squid Fest. This year it's even bigger.
Danny says towns of all sizes should look into using the arts as a way to inspire and beautify their small town.
Don't be afraid to ask for help, but don't be afraid to start either. The ripples that come out of what you do, you can't ever anticipate what that will inspire.
Take a trip to this small town along the Minnesota River to get inspiration for the place you live as well. Traveling the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.